Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
Pink Midnight.
This episode is about Netherworld from 1992 and directed by David Schmoller.
I suppose there are some journeys in one's life that should never be taken. My passage home after my father's death was one of those journeys. I had never known my father, or anything about him. He was an absence in my life, an enigma, a hurt. He was a missing chapter that left me feeling incomplete, unresolved. So I came to this place, this land of mystery and enchantment, to this strange land where death is not the worst thing that can happen to you. I came haunted by a need to learn something, anything, anything about the man who had given me life and whose death had now brought me to this fascinating world. I came that day to my father's mystical other world, to his kingdom, to his domain, to face a lifetime adventure filled with the unknown, the unimaginable, the inconceivable. I took a seductive ride on the river that day. It began a journey that would change my life forever.
He wears a pink bow tie and speaks of jailbait to the master of the estate. She carries a riding crop to the tune of screaming eagles made of gold. Numerous luminous guides float throughout the mansion, and there are sirens in the synthesizers. Lawbreaker of birds, lawbreaker of showers. The dove's wings take off at the entrance to a forest. It's like at first when you show up to a bar and you're grateful that somebody's talking to you, but then everything comes into focus and you realize this isn't the person you wanted to be talking to at all. Actually, you want to shake this person. It's glaring. When the ghosts of Marilyn Monroe suggests that you resurrect your father because she herself was never an impersonator of her past self, but a progenation of her future toiling self, reflected and scattered in a mirror of her own devising. For while she acted flirty and bubbly, there was a turmoil brewing beneath it all. While Edgar Winter plays a sax in some backwater bar where the patrons get thrown from windows into swamps, it's best to bring ice cubes to listen to the drapes in the window as they softly claw at your eyelids in the forever night. The bird heart continues to beat as her mother goes blind. It could be psychosomatic, or it could be the kind of rewound time in which a blindness was a looking the other way and the temptation that was not really full throttle due to a lack of appeal and a drifting of judgment down the swampy waters.
Thank you for tuning in to Pink Midnight. We hope you have enjoyed your stay in this haunted hotel, in this abandoned palace, in this opulent field of nowhere grass.